In 1704, the Dominicans, well known as the theologians and preachers, took an impressive project. Guided by the forward-thinking father, Antonio Cantalupi, they began the construction of an imposing monastery with an adjoining church outside the city walls, destined to become a superb example of sacred art and architecture. The building was designed with care and passion and was completed in 1885, bestowing on the town a magnificent symbol of devotion and beauty. The facade of the church is immediately striking. An elegant triangular gable stands above the main entrance with a double arched window to let light in. The church has a Latin cross plan with three naves and an elegant dome over the transept. The walls and vaults are richly decorated with paintings by the local artists Giuseppe and Saverio de Musso, depicting stories from the Old and New Testaments, as well as a series of works celebrating the Dominican order, all executed in vivid colours and delicate detail. Visitors should pay particular attention to the left nave, with its precious San Felice in Cattedra, a 16th century painting by Lorenzo Lotto. This work of art, originally part of a triptych, was discovered by chance among the furnishing of the old San Felice church. The work shows St. Felix as bishop, and his gaze seems to follow the spectator, a truly lifelike and tangible presence. At the entrance of the church awaits another surprise for visitors: the inner door. Below, a golden carved acroterion is embellished by a painting by De Musso depicting the evangelical episode of the cleansing of the temple. Another priceless treasure in the church are the relics of the blessed Dominican Nicola Paglia. He was born in 1197 in Giovanazzo and died in Perugia in 1256, and was the companion of St. Dominic and founder of numerous convents. His relics are venerated with great devotion and remind the faithful of the strong link between the local community and the charismatic preacher whose spirit lives on this extraordinary church.